the Vienna Conservatory. It was later that same year, in September of 1875, when Mahler was 15, that Bernard finally overcame the guilt he carried from the Grünfeld Prague disaster and gave his consent for Gustav to study music at the Vienna Conservatory. The conservatory, founded in 1812 by Antonio Salieri, was the preeminent school of music in the German-speaking world. Mahler had the support of none other than the great Herr Dr. Professor Julius Epstein, who was astounded when he heard Gustav play the piano, reportedly and excitedly saying to Bernard Mahler during Gustav's audition, quote, "Herr Mahler, your son is a born musician," unquote. Julius Epstein was born in 1832 and died in 1926. He became Mahler's essential music teacher and his second father. However, unlike Mahler's father Bernard, Epstein was by every account a kind and gentle man who remained one of Mahler's very best friends until Mahler's death in 1911. Mahler's harmony teacher was Robert Fuchs, who later told Mahler's wife Alma that, and I quote, "Professor Fuchs, Mahler always played truant, and yet there was nothing he couldn't do," unquote. Mahler's wife Alma recalled some of the stories she heard regarding Gustav's conservatory days, and I quote Alma, "His fellow students regarded him as a marvel and spoke of him as another Schubert. He won the first prize for composition. His fellow student and friend, Hans Rott, an extraordinarily talented musician, was unsuccessful in winning such prizes. Mahler went home and told his parents proudly of the prize he had won. His mother wept tears of indignation and said, all the same, Rott's work was better than yours. It was just like his mother." Alma continues, "Rott went out of his mind when he was just a young man. He composed continually in the asylum. He used the sheets of music paper he had written on for a very different purpose and said with a grin of delight, that's all the works of man are worth," unquote. Among Mahler's other classmates at the conservatory was Hugo Wolf, the future master of Lieder, art songs, who, like Rott, would go mad and die in an asylum. Mahler's student life in Vienna was, well, hard. It's easy to romanticize it by calling it bohemian, but the bottom line was that Mahler, like most provincial students, lived in poverty, eking out a pittance teaching lessons and from an occasional bit of financial aid from the conservatory. Now, Mahler wrote lots of music while he was at the Vienna Conservatory. Mahler also destroyed the great bulk of the music he wrote while at the conservatory, so almost nothing has survived from this period of his creative life. We know that Mahler was, like virtually everyone of his generation, that he was powerfully influenced by the music of Richard Wagner, and that his own music reflected that influence. We know that Mahler wrote a symphony that received a cursory reading from the conservatory orchestra. We know, by Mahler's own admission, that he did not complete a single work while at the conservatory, inevitably abandoning them after having written the first movement or two. Mahler later told his conservatory friend and confidant, Natalie Bauer-Lechner, quote, "It was not only that I was impatient to begin a new piece, but also that before I finished a work, it no longer challenged or interested me as I had gone beyond it. But who at the time could know whether my trouble was not a lack of ability or the power to persevere," unquote. We have a number of eyewitness accounts of Mahler, the conservatory student. One of them comes to us from Frau Marie Lorenz, the sister-in-law of Mahler's friend and roommate, Rudolf Schizanowski. Quote, "I knew Mahler from his modest times when he was a student at the conservatory, and even at that time, he could not bear being put in the shade in any way. Tyrannical to the verge of heartlessness, stepping on all obstacles in his path, he was accessible only if one happened to find him in good humor and at a propitious moment," unquote. Mahler's classmate, the pianist Robert Fischhoff, remembered, quote, "Even in his youth, he was 15 or 16, one could form an exact notion of his basic personality. In that early period, he was always silent and reserved. With his comrades, his deepest thoughts and feelings were obviously an awareness of his own abilities and quiet contempt for others. His eccentricities as a composer already had elicited explosions of anger from his professors, unquote.